engraving, free gift wrapped, and a friendly smile. That's what you get from Tool Jewelers on the downtown mall.
Team coverage of local news first coming up next on WCHV.
Mile after mile of stop and no-go traffic. You've reached your breaking point. Next time, avoid it with SIG Alert. Before you go, check out SIGAlert.com. On the go, stay alert with the SIG Alert app.
Mostly sunny skies today, breezy at times with afternoon highs in the lower 50s.
It's 35 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios this Tuesday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 Newsroom, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
The University of Virginia and William & Mary are the latest schools to announce plans to become carbon neutral. Both schools announced the goal this morning. They hope to produce zero net greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. UVA and William & Mary said they will share information and collaborate. William & Mary said it's exploring an agreement that could bring as much as 60% of its electricity from solar farms. Another challenge is the use of natural gas for heating and steam production. The goals go further than power consumption. UVA hopes to expand plant-based meal offerings and switch to sustainably raised meats.
Charlottesville City Councilors voted last night to take the next step in keeping the courts downtown, along with expanding into the Opera House. They had purchased the land under Guadalajara and Lucky 7. They've now approved the plans to build a parking deck, which may or may not include retail space for the two shops when completed. Mayor Nakia Walker asked Economic Development Director Chris Engel about that at last night's meeting.
We got quite a bit of feedback on Guadalajara and their, you know, location downtown. The possibility of them being a tenant in the building.
It's certainly possible that one or both of the entities that are on the property now could be tenants of a new facility.
The last person who was hospitalized following a November 17th crash involving a charter bus on Athens Mountain has gone home from the hospital.
Well, 2019 champion and UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett is joining the Chris Long's Foundation's Hoops 2.0 program as its first head coach. Coach Bennett has been selected to bring awareness to the foundation during the December 8th home matchup against UNC. In addition, the coach and his wife are funding a well project in Kenya to provide water to nearly 9,000 people.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 34 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Coming up next from the station, getting ready to light that Christmas tree downtown with a grand illumination. Tune in live Friday, WCHV.
Now that you're feeling the cold of winter, don't let your heat permanently fail on you. Call Dancy Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for maintenance on gas furnaces, heat pumps, and boilers. Don't wait. Have your units and pipes looked at now before a costly problem occurs like clogged drains, leaky, or frozen pipes. Dancy Plumbing, Heating, and Air can fix many issues for your home and covers full plumbing and HVAC services for both residential and commercial. Dancy Plumbing, Heating, and Air will give your home or business a thorough inspection to make sure the unit provides efficient heat for winter. Plus, Dancy is offering 200